Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 1043 The Fan. We are going right to the phones. We're going to be joined by one of our favorite people from Parks and Wildlife. If you're having a bad day, just call Michelle Siebert and have a conversation, because I'll guarantee you, you'll be feeling smiley and happy when you get done. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
Good. You just have such a bubbly, enthusiastic, and I will say this, and I know I tell you this privately, so I'm not trying to embarrass you, but the way you take care of people and the way you promote your park and the activities you have going on, you're such an asset so close to the metropolitan area here. I hope more and more people start taking advantage of that.
Well, thank you, Terry. It's great to get people outdoors and enjoying Bar Lake, so it's a pleasure.
Well, you got something special coming up again there in, I think, February 1st, maybe it is?
Yeah, so February 1st, we have our Bald Eagle Festival. So we celebrate this because a lot of bald eagles they migrate and they will be wintering here at Bar Lake. So just for instance, 3 weeks ago, our volunteer raptor monitors were out and they counted 81 bald eagles. So, you know, they're great fishermen. So people always joke with people ask about how the fishing is. Well, it's really good for eagles right about now.
You're absolutely right. We'll talk more about the event in a minute. Let's talk a little bit about the park. Tell people where it's located. I mean, it's so close, yet I think some people don't realize how easy it is to get to.
Yeah, so we're just 25 minutes east of Denver. We're off of I-76 in Bromley in Brighton, Colorado. So we're just a quick day trip from Denver, from the north, from the south. You know, we're just right outside Denver.
Well, you know, if you take Tower Road and go north till it comes to a T, take a right and then take the next left, you're there. And it doesn't take very long, because I know people are so close to it when they go to the airport and stuff and don't realize it. Now, for the most part, it's a day-use park. You have fishing, picnic facilities. Tell us a little bit about what we would see out there.
Yeah, so we do have a nature center, which is a great place to start. We have lots of exhibits. The whole southern end is a wildlife refuge, so it's protected, where you can't fish, hunt, or have your dog. But what's great is the whole northern part. You can fish, you can boat 10 horsepower and under, you can have your dog. And we even have waterfowl hunting on the north part back behind the dam on Wednesday and Saturdays. So we really do offer a lot of great variety of activities. We also have an archery range. Our standing range is open year-round. So just you can come out, go birding, take a hike, do archery, lots of stuff.
Oh, and it's so close and so great. What species of fish are commonly caught at Bar Lake?
So we have walleye, we have wiper, we have perch, we have trout. You know, it's just a really great fishery. And what people don't sometimes realize is that Bar Lake is 2,000 surface acres when we're full. So we're bigger than Cherry Creek or Chatfield. So, you know, you can bring your boat out 10 horsepower and under. But if you have a bigger boat with a bigger motor, but you have an electric or a kicker, you can come out. Just don't use your big motor.
Now, I want to ask you a quick question. I know you cap over occasionally, then it melts. What is the status of the ice right now? Is there some open water or is it pretty much capped?
So there is some open water in the southern end, which is good right by our bald eagle's nest, but we just capped over on Monday. So the ice is not safe to go out on. It's been near the shore, too. So, you know, we've had an unusual ice season. You know, usually in December, you know, we'll cap over and have some ice fishermen, but we really haven't had any ice fishermen yet just because of the ice. Just capped over this week. So
well, something I'm going to get into a little bit later in the show, and that's the fact that up and down the Front Range, the ice has been questionable, and there hasn't been nearly the pressure there would be in a normal winter. And a lot of these lakes, and I would assume Bar Lake is one of them, get stocked fairly heavily in the fall to support both the ice fishing and to give some growth for spring fishing. And I think the ice, even at, you just said you cap, but it's going to be 57 degrees today. We get a little breeze. We're going to start seeing expanses of open water by shore probably pretty soon. And when we do, those trout are going to be the first fish to move to that warmer water, even though it's still cold. For a trout, it's not bad. And the bug activity and the life in the lake will come to life right by that shoreline. And people are going to be able to, I think, harvest trout in all the Front Range lakes pretty easily as soon as we get some open water expanses. Do you anticipate that happening there?
We do, you know, and we also fill in the wintertime. So we're not filling right now, but probably another couple weeks we'll be getting water in from the South Platte River. So, you know, we think that, you know, we will have open water typically by the end of February. We do have a lot of open water, so it'll be great to come out and shore fish probably in a couple weeks, maybe even a week if we get some wind. So
right, and you do get stocked pretty good spring and fall,
mm-hmm.
right, with trout?
Yes,
and,
we did.
And,
yes,
and,
we did.
And then you get the perch that come in and out, which are great when they're going on, and other panfish, and, you know, even the walleyes and stuff will be shallow. So what a great place to go and do some early season open water fishing, because I'm going to say something sacrilegious because I'm an avid ice fisherman, but with the changing weather we had, I'm ready to get my long rods out. I'm ready for open water. Let's talk a little more about your event. In addition to coming to see the Eagles on February 1st, will you have other things going on?
Yes. So on February 1st, it's our Bald Eagle Festival, and it'll be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll have shuttles that will take people out to our gazebo boardwalk where you can see our bald eagle's nest. And also the eagles that like to sit on the ice will have a face painter, craft, a live bald eagle presentation by nature's educators at 12:30 and 1. We'll have lots of staff and volunteers around to guide you, tell you about the park. Just a great you know, day to come out and explore, go on a nature hike. We have a great new, it's like a video game called Agents of Discovery. And you can download the app and then you play like the game on the trail. So it's wonderful to use your phone and learn about the park. But it's just going to be a great time. And I just looked on my phone and they say it's going to be 60 degrees. So it's going to be a great day in, you know, Colorado to be outside.
Well, that Agents of Discovery, it's kind of like Pokemon Go in a way, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's really fun. You know, you download it and then after that, you don't need Wi-Fi connection. But you play the game. There's a mission. We have two missions. And then throughout the missions, you have challenges. And then the challenges tell you about the park, about wildlife. And it's just super fun. It's for kids and adults.
Yeah, well, I'm usually a kid when I'm playing a game like that. So it is a lot of fun. I did, you know, your shuttles, are they going to be golf carts you're taking people back and forth in?
Yeah, we have three golf carts. And it's fun because they all have raptor names, the eagle, the osprey, and the owl. So they're all golf carts, and they'll start at the Nature Center and then take people to the gazebo boardwalk, which is about 1.3 miles. So for people that can't quite make that walk, we'll have shuttles available for them.
Finally, a good use for golf carts. But some people actually use them to try to play golf. Do you believe that?
Right.
I don't know if you probably weren't listening at the beginning of the show, but Kirk Dieter, who's a great friend of mine, he's a editor of Trout Magazine. And he also is a editor at large for Field and Stream, an avid outdoorsman, but he loves golf too. And I told him I love golf because it keeps the unworthy off the water.
Oh, hey. I just like to drive the cart.
Yeah. Hey, is there information on all this on your website or Facebook page?
Yeah, so they can go to our website and our Facebook. It's all on there, so they can check out all our activities that we have coming up.
And there's no additional charge or registration necessary, is that right?
There is not. You know, we've expanded our times for the shuttle and for the live bald eagle presentations to accommodate more people. So you don't need a reservation, just come early. There is not an extra charge, so you have your annual pass or buy an $8 daily parks pass, and, you know, it's free. So there's not a lot of places that you can go and enjoy all this outdoor activity for $8.
And eagles, I mean, they were so threatened not that long ago, and to see the abundance of them, what a majestic creature. They are so incredible and fun to look at. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. That's Michelle Sievert from Bar Lake. That is a great facility, so close to the metro area here. I've gone there both in a boat and from shore and fished it. You can be quite successful. Now, fishing is fishing. What's going on at that period of the, you know, the year, and what's going on weather-wise can all affect that. But there is some phenomenal fishing. JR from Colorado Clays, who's going to be on later this hour, goes out there quite often and gets wipers and walleyes. So maybe we'll pry a tip or two out of him when he comes on later. We'll take a quick time out on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.